You're listening to SBS News.
International researchers are setting their sights on starting human trials to tackle COVID-19. But even as the many vaccine studies get underway, more questions are arising about the virus in this pandemic. So far, children have accounted for a small fraction of diagnosed COVID-19 cases, and they often have a milder disease than adults. But a statement from the Paediatric Intensive Care Society in the UK issues a warning.
There is a growing concern that a SARS-CoV-2-related inflammatory syndrome could be emerging in children in the UK, or that there may be another, as yet unidentified, infectious pathogen associated with these cases.
Infectious diseases consultant Dr. Tom Blanchard at the Liverpool School of Tropical Diseases says he has seen a teenage boy who presented with a general inflammatory syndrome alongside COVID-19.
It's a young man in their teens who had very large lymph glands in the neck and abnormalities of blood, deficiency of platelets, low white blood count, and abnormal liver enzymes, such that he was thought to have what's called hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis.
That condition, usually abbreviated to HLH, is a condition where the body makes too many activated immune cells. Dr. Blanchard says they use a scoring mechanism to work out how severe the inflammation caused by those cells has become.
We can score it in a way called the H score, and which measures things like platelets, liver enzymes, ferritin, components which you see in raised inflammatory states. And this lad had a very high H score, and he responded to anti-inflammatory medicines.
Other doctors in Britain and in northern Italy have reported extraordinarily large numbers of children aged under 9 with severe cases of what appears to be Kawasaki disease, more common in parts of Asia. Kawasaki disease is associated with fever, skin rashes, swelling of glands and, in severe cases, inflammation of arteries of the heart. England's Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty says the possibility of a link needs to be investigated.
Given that we've got a new presentation of this at a time with a new disease, the possibility, it's not definite, we need to look for other causes as well, but the possibility that there is a link is certainly plausible.
Infectious disease doctors say this highlights how little is known about COVID-19 still. One of the most recent trials for a vaccine for COVID-19 began at the University of Oxford last week. Virologist Dr. David Matthews from the University of Bristol says they've taken a basic common cold virus which has been genetically altered so it can't cause any disease. They then genetically modify it some more, so it's imitating some aspects of another coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, better known as sudden acute respiratory syndrome. He says they hope that will prepare the body's own defence mechanism ahead of any COVID-19 infection.
One of the things that it does do then is instruct those cells to make just the S glycoprotein from SARS-CoV-2, and then those cells will then have lots and lots of spike glycoprotein on their surfaces, and that will trigger an immune response to the spike glycoprotein. And the idea is that you will then have a pre-existing immune response, primarily antibodies, against the spike glycoprotein, so that when you're infected with SARS-CoV-2, your immune system has a head start against the virus and can start making useful a directed response to the virus straight away.
Other ongoing trials around the world are using different methods. Dr. Matthews admits it may take a while to produce a fully effective vaccine.
It may take much longer. It may be that the first wave of vaccines that we try don't really work very well, and then we've got to look at a more sophisticated, more considered approach perhaps, or completely different ideas about generating vaccines to this virus. Or we may have to hunker down for the long slog of making an antiviral drug more or less from scratch, as we've had to do for other viruses. So it's an incredibly difficult picture to predict, and I think that's what governments around the world are wrestling with.
For most people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough that clear up in 2 to 3 weeks. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia, and it could lead to death. By and large, children suffer only mild symptoms, if any, though they can still spread the disease to more vulnerable people. And despite the unexpected appearance of the Kawasaki disease-like link in some cases with children, the Royal College of Paediatrics and Child Health points out that these cases are still rare.
Our advice remains the same. Parents should be reassured that children are unlikely to be seriously ill with COVID-19. But if they are concerned about their children's health for any reason, they should seek help from a health professional.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.